Welcome to the New Earth Restoration Online Shabbat Service. In this specially designed service for you who have no local fellowship, you may catch our service every Shabbat at 11 a.m. Eastern Time through the Zoom meeting client. Surf to www.theyihad.com. To contact us for questions or comments, please use our contact form. That is yahad.us. You'll be listening today to our host and Hebraicist, Professor Gregory Smith, with the liturgy is Shoter Emerson Moe, and speaker today, Shoter Jesse Schober. Now sit back and worship right along with us. And may the Almighty Father and Elohim pour out blessings upon you.
Welcome to the East Course service tonight. As many of you know, I'm Professor Gregory Smith. I have been working with Brother Jackson for quite a while, off and on. And as many of you know, Brother Jackson is undergoing surgery on his heart. We ask that you please keep him in prayer. As I understood it, it sounded to me to be a pretty extensive surgery. At least heart surgery usually is considered that. And let's pray that he will be able to fully recover, that he'll be safely brought through that service and be back with us as soon as possible. I believe and know that our great Elohim will be with him and raise him up for the master's service again. So we will begin with prayer tonight, but also continue to keep him in prayer. Before he went in, he asked me to stand in temporarily for him to host this Ease Course service. Can everyone hear me okay? I guess I should ask that first.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. You may want to have a piece of paper with you for those of you who have loved ones who have passed away to write them down. When we get to the Ease Course portion for the males and the females, I'll go over the Hebrew with those. The longer portion of the Hebrew we'll skip, and we'll get down to the bold for this service. And so before we begin, let's ask our Heavenly Father for his blessing on our time here as we remember those who have passed away, and also as we remember those who are sick and need healing. And let us just appeal to the Father to be here among us. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for every soul that you brought here. Father, I thank you for the fact that you care for us, even when it requires your grace. Father, you're more loving than many of us can imagine. Father, I pray that you would put foremost in our mind the things that you would have us to learn today, and help us to also resonate an attitude of gratitude toward you as we go throughout this service. In the name of Yahushua Messiah, amen. Okay, so Brother Mo will be doing our bold in the program. I'm going to... Okay, you've already got your... do you have mic capability there, Brother Mo?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fantastic. And then Brother Jesse will be delivering the message. So let's get the service up here. I'll be doing the introductory remarks. Okay, can everyone see that okay?
Coming through for me.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and do these introductory remarks here. Ease Course, the memorial prayer. This Ease Course is a special memorial prayer for the departed. It's recited four times a year following the Torah reading on the last day of Passover, on the last day of Shavuot, on Shemini Atzeret, and on Yom Kippur. Ease Course in Hebrew means remember. It is not only the first word of the prayer, it also represents its overall theme. In this prayer, we implore Elohim to remember the souls of our relatives and friends that have passed on. When we recite Ease Course, we renew and strengthen the connection between us and our loved one, bringing merit to the departed souls, elevating them in their celestial homes. The main component of Ease Course is our private pledge to give charity following the holiday in honor of the deceased. By giving charity, we are performing a positive physical deed in this world, something that the departed can no longer do. The soul gains additional merit if the memory of its good deeds spur their loved ones to improve their ways. It's up to you how much you give and who you give it to. If you have no other place to give, the Yihad is a very active mission work, both here and overseas. Two more Hebrew words we need to learn for this service are toledot, or histories, or generations, and mitzvot, our good deeds according to Torah, the works that we do that are good. Throughout this service, please remember those who have passed over into our Father's world. Okay, Brother Mo.
We gather and bless Yahuwah. Blessed are you, Yahuwah, our Elohim, sovereign of the universe.
Baruch atah Yahuwah, Eloheinu melech haolam.
Who sanctifies us by your mitzvot and calls us to hear the kol shofar.
Asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lishmoa kol shofar.
Sound of the shofar.
We Baruch Messiah.
Baruch atah Yahuwah, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu et derecha Yeshua b'moshiach Yahshua. Amen.
Blessed are you, Yahuwah, our Elohim, sovereign of the universe, who has given us the way of escape in Messiah, Yahusha. Amen.
Ushabtim mayim besason mimaynai ha-Yeshua.
So with joy, we draw living water from the springs of deliverance. We bless each other.
On that day, Jacob blessed his grandchildren. He said, in time to come, the people of Yisrael will use you as a blessing. They will say, may Elohim make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. For men and boys, Yisimcha Elohim ke Ephraim veki Manasseh.
May Elohim make you like Ephraim and Manasseh.
For women and girls, Yesimech Elohim kesara Rivka Rachel Velaya.
May Elohim make you like Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah.
Yivarekeka Elohim v'yishmereka Ya'er Elohim panaveleka v'kuneka Yisa Elohim panaveleka v'yasim leka shalom.
May Elohim bless you and watch over you. May Elohim shine his face towards you and show you favor. May Elohim be favorably disposed towards you and grant you peace. We enter the set-apart home.
Ma tovu, o haleka Yaakov, mishkenoteka Yisrael, vahani berov hasteka, avoveteka, ishtekavei el haika. God Shika Birateka.
Yahuwah Ahavti Me'on Beteka Umkom Mishkan Kevodeka V'ani Eshtakavei V'ekra'e Evreka Livne Yahuwah Osi V'ani Tefilati Leka Yahuwah Etzratzon Elohim Berav Hazdeka Anene Behemet Yisheka.
How lovely are your tents, O Yaakov, your dwelling places, Yisrael. Through your abundant favor, we will enter your home. In awe, we bow down within your Kodesh sanctuary. We love the home you live in and the place where your radiance resides. We will fall and bow, bending the knee before Yahuwah, our Maker. May our prayers to you be at the appointed time, the appropriate time. In your abundant righteousness, answer us with the truth of your rescue. We favor kin in Talmudim.
May it be your will, Yahuwah, our Elohim, and Elohim of our foreparents, that you show favor to us and all our friends and relations, and that you grant us and all in Yisrael a good and long life, that you remember remember us with good thoughts and blessings, that you consider us with your salvation and your compassion, that you bless us with great gifts and favors, that you make our households complete, that you cause your presence to dwell among us at all times.
Privilege us to train up our youth, proselytes, disciples, and all Talmudim in wisdom, understanding, in love, in revering Yahuwah, in belonging to Yahusha, the Anointed One, in being committed to Him. Let them be people of truth, Kodesh for Yahuwah, to illuminate the world with Torah and Tov Mitzvot, doing all in the service of Yahuwah. Hear our supplication right now, and give us the same favor as our spiritual mothers and fathers. Cause our light to shine as a reflection of your face for all ages, so that all Yisrael might be saved. Amen. We recite Shema Vahata.
Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malkuto, Leolam Vayeh.
Hear, O Yisrael, Yahuwah is our Elohim. Yahuwah is one. Blessed is the name of His esteemed kingdom forever.
Ve'av te'et Yahuwah Eloheka be'kol levavka u'kol nafasheka u'hevetkol me'odeka ve'havta le're'aka kamoka ve'hayu ha'devarim he'en le'asher anoki mitzaka hayom a'levoveka v'ashinantam le'veneka ve'dibardabam b'shibteka ve'veteka u'vlekteka Baderek uv shok bika uv kumika ukshartam leot al yadeka bahayul le tofo ben e neka uv chekam tam al metzuzot be teka uvisha reka.
And you will love Yahuwah your Elohim with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And you will love your neighbor as yourself. Let these words that I command you this day be upon your heart. You will teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk upon the path, when you retire, and when you arise. And you will bind them for a sign upon your hand, and let them be frontlets between your eyes, and you will write them on the doors and gates of your house. We ask that our toldot be clear.
Awesome Elohim and Father, we thank you for the service and for every like-minded individual who is here to fulfill the mitzvot he or she is called to in your realm. We thank you that we are free to serve you and our brothers and sisters, and that we are living in your acceptable year. We pray that you bless us, for we do not walk in the steps, for we do not walk in the steps of the wicked, but delight in your Torah. We ask that we may ever be drawn to meditate on your Torah day and night, so that we can properly execute our services and be blessed through them. May our memories and Yizkorim be clear to relive our personal toledot with proper joyous reminiscences. Amen. Okay, for the fathers and all males, we have a short prayer here. For anyone in your family that you wish to remember, write down on a piece of paper if you have it, or put it in your mind in remembrance of any lost ones that you remember tonight. Keep them in mind as a remembrance before Almighty Yahuwah. And after each blessing, we will have a period of silence after the males, and then a period of silence after the females. So if you have any males in your family that you've lost, this is the blessing. And as I go through this blessing here, mention their names when we get to the part. Yizkor Elohim Nishmas Avo Mori, the names. Shaholak Leomo Ba'avur Shevli Neder Eten Zekodo Ba'ado Biskarze Se Nafsho Zeruro Bisror Hakayim Im Nishmas Avrohom Yitzak Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Lea, Imshor, Zedekim, Zedekonios, Gan, Aiden, Omar, Amen. May Elohim remember my father and teacher, whoever your name is, who has gone to his supernal world, because I will, without obligating myself with a vow, donate charity for his sake. In this merit, may his soul be bound up in the bond of life with the souls of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, and with the other righteous men and women who are in Gan Eden. And let us say, Amen, a moment of silence for all males. Amen. For mothers or any females that you have in your family that you would wish to remember, you can put them now in your mind or put them down on a piece of paper as a remembrance. Yizkor Elohim Nishmas Imi Morosi, with the name Shehokol Oholomo Ba'avur Shebli Nader Etain Zikodo Ba'ado Biskarze Sehe Nafsho Sarua Bitzror Hakayim Im Nishmas Abraham Yitzhak Ve'Yakov Sarah Rivka Kael Ve'Lea Ve'Im Short Zadikim Ve'Tzikonios Ve'Gan Aiden Ve'Nomar Omein. May Elohim remember my mother and teacher, the name, whoever you have, who has gone to her supernal world, because I will, without obligating myself with a vow, donate charity for her sake. In this merit, may her soul be bound up in the bond of life with the souls of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, and with the other righteous men and women who are in Gan Eden. And let us say, Amen. So let us take a moment of silence for all the women, females that may have been lost. Amen. Continuing on, Brother Mo.
May the all-merciful Father, who dwells in the supernatural heights, in his profound compassion, remember with mercy the pious, the upright and the perfect ones, the Kodesh communities who gave their lives for the sanctification of the divine name Yahuwah through his Son, Yahusha, HaMashiach, and Savior.
They were beloved and pleasant in their lives, and even in their death were not parted from him. They were swifter than eagles, stronger than lions, to carry out the will of their Maker and the desire of their Creator. May our Elohim remember them with favor, together with the other righteous of the world, and avenge the spilled blood of his servants, as it is written in the Torah of Moses, the man of Elohim.
O nations, sing the praises of his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, bringing retribution upon his foes, and placate his land, his people.
And by your servants the prophets, it is written as follows, I will cleanse the nations of their wrongdoings. But for the shedding of the blood of the righteous, I will not cleanse them. Yahuwah dwells in Zion.
And in the Kodesh writings, it is said, why should the nations say, where is their Elohim?
Let there be known among the nations before our eyes the retribution of the spilled blood of your servants.
And it is said, for the avenger of bloodshed is mindful of them. He does not forget the outcry of the downtrodden.
Further, it is said, he will render judgment upon the nations, and they will be filled with corpses. He will crush heads over a vast area. He will drink from the stream on the way.
Therefore, all Israel will hold its head high.
Okay, for those who wish to donate, you may set aside goods or money to be donated.
We hear the words and testimony.
Let us now hear the words of the prophet. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Yahuwah, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Let the prophets prophesy the words of the prophet.
Whenever the ark set out, Moshe said, arise, O Yahuwah, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee before you. At this time, I would like to introduce and welcome Brother Jesse Schober to present a message for us tonight. Many of you have gratefully heard him before, and we are happy to hear his message again tonight, titled Bread from Heaven. Welcome, brother. What have for you tonight?
Shalom. And by no means is this going to be exhaustive, but I do think it's important to touch on, because when you're doing at least the Levitical feast, it's easy to fall into a lot of rabbinical trappings, because really they've been running the show for so long that any Nazarene influence has pretty much been obliterated to the sands of time. And I want to bring to the forefront something that took me a while in my Nazarene faith to come across, that I thought was the most valuable thing that I've ever come across, because you get so many different influences in the faith. And not only that, but you have active Judaism seeking to have us deny Yahshua and his sacrifice. So when I came across the concept of who the Messiah really is and what sets him apart, and not only that, but what do the Levitical feasts actually portray? What are they teaching us? So real quick, Psalm 119 says, Hallelujah, blessed are the unblemished in the way, the ones going by the law of Yahweh, blessed are the ones searching out his testimony. With the entire heart they shall seek after him. This word, in his testimonies, actually, this is the apostolic polyglot I'm using, that a witness. Yahweh has given us witnesses to be observed. These are witnesses of himself. He calls the feast, actually, they are his feast, or the feast of Yahweh. They are not Nazarene feasts. They're not Jewish feasts, but they are the actual feasts of Yahweh himself. And I've heard quite a few teachers in my time, however short that may be on this earth. I know good teaching when I hear it. I know anointing teaching. But when you actually do the feast of Yahweh, it is him teaching you something about himself, from himself and for himself. They are the absolute best teachers that you will ever come across as his witness and testimonies about his plan of redemption and salvation for mankind. So with that said, the Moedim are set for him to reveal himself. And we're here because of Leviticus 23. And I want to go to verse 6, that these are Yahweh's appointed feasts, sacred assemblies, you are to proclaim at their appointed time. The Passover to Yahweh begins at twilight, 14th day. It's probably not the best translation, but on the 15th day of the same month begins the Feast of Unleavened Bread. To Yahweh, for 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. So here, Yahweh is teaching us something using unleavened bread. And as I said before, without the New Covenant writings, we're kind of left to a lot of traditional interpretations of these feasts. And I see many people that, you know, have actually denied the blood of Yahshua and gone under rabbinic Judaism and so forth. I myself was influenced to that point, thinking that there was something they had that we needed. But everything that we need, at least the main points, are found in the Renewed Covenant writings, because even using Pardes, which is the Peshat or literal, the Remez, which is a hint, a drash, allegory, and Sod is mystery. I think we're all aware of what that is. The New Covenant writings actually reveal the mystery about these feasts, and that would be in John 1:29, if I have that, which I don't. We should all know this, which is, you know, behold the Lamb of Yahweh who takes away the sins of the world. So the Lamb being referenced there is what we find in Passover. Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread are traditionally, they're combined. They're not really looked at as two separate things. And so when he talks about the Lamb, we're all familiar with that. But now we're looking at unleavened bread. And Yahshua himself has a lot to say about that, and we're going to get to that in just a little bit. But why would he have us eat unleavened bread? Rabbinical Judaism will have us believe that, you know, if you strictly look at it from the slavery in Egypt, you are to rehearse the slavery. You have the bitter herb for that, but you also have this, the lamb, and an unblemished lamb. We know that Yahshua is referenced as the lamb of the lamb of Yahweh who takes away the sins of the world. And he was inspected by the Roman governor, and he was found innocent. So we have that witness, and we also have this unleavened bread, which we need a little bit more to understand what that is. We're familiar with the manna that Moses brought, and we also, there's another really quick allusion to unleavened bread, and that is with Sodom and Gomorrah. And you actually see the Malachim, or the angel, eating bread, unleavened bread. And you also see judgment falling on the world. So there is a covering for those who ate. It's almost an esoteric meal or an initiation. You see Melchizedek and the bread and the wine. So there's something very symbolic, and he's trying to show us some things. And we also have Yahshua himself. He alludes to himself to the point where he says, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, which is that's a radical understanding of what he's trying to say. And why would he say that? So when you have these allusions, and I want to throw in that you also have like a prophet like unto Moses in, I think that's Leviticus 18, Deuteronomy 18. Sorry about that. Wine has always been symbolic of blood, because you see, well, again, with a little help from the New Covenant writings, you have some help with the hidden meaning of wine, although Judaism is very familiar with that. But you have Moses turning the Nile River into blood, and the prophet, like unto Moses, one of the first things Yahshua did was turn water into wine. So there's kind of an allegory there that can be seen, or it's a similarity and even a prototype. So when we get to Yahshua in the New Covenant writing, we have him saying in John chapter 6, he says, Yahshua answered, "Very truly I tell you, you look for me not because you saw things." This is in verse 26. "And you ate loaves and had your fill." 27, "Do not work for food that spoils, but food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, Yahweh the Father has placed his seal of approval." They asked him, what do we do that the works of Elohim requires? He said, "The work of Elohim is to believe in the one he sent." And they asked him, "What is this? What sign then will you give me that we may see it and believe? What will you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, as it is written, gave them bread from heaven to eat." Yahshua said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of Elohim is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Verse 35, Yahshua declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." So the ancient understanding that I really want to introduce, and I know it's in the affirmation of faith, and I'm hoping that it stays, because it's vital, at least in my faith, and I hope that it would challenge people's faith, because Pontius Pilate asked Yahshua, "What is truth?" Yahshua didn't respond, and because truth is a person, but this person is a very unique person, because we go to, I guess what I would say is, once you start to see this in a few places, you should start seeing it everywhere, which is usually with most revelation and most truth and understanding. So Hebrews 10:5 is a prophecy of Yahshua. Okay, therefore, when he comes into the world, he says, "Sacrifice and offering you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you have taken no pleasure." So what is it that Yahweh was after? This is a body that was probably prepared before the foundations of the earth. And if you actually use the Greek Septuagint, that is a quote from Psalm 40, verse 6, which says, I'm going to read you what most translations say, "Sacrifice and meal offering thou have not desired, my ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required." So the Masoretic text totally changes it, because Hebrews 10:5 reads, according to the Septuagint, which is the oldest source that I think that we have, it says that a body was prepared. So there was a concept that When Yahshua says that he is from heaven, you can take it quite literally, because you can't be from heaven and you can't be from the dust of the earth at the same time. You go a step further and you would say that Joseph and Miriam, they did not contribute to the genetic physical, the physical aspects of Yahshua. They didn't contribute to his makeup, but she was used as a vessel. And an interesting fact is that Yahshua never refers to his mother as mother. He calls her woman. Just an interesting point that I learned. But throughout all the Renewed Covenant writings, you will see that he was, I'm going to go there now, 1 Corinthians 15, 47, says the first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man is of heaven. 48, as was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth, and as the heavenly man, so also are those who are of heaven. He can't be from both places. Some people I've heard recently, scholarly people, they say, well, people just, you know, they give too much credit to who Yahshua was. They worship him, or, you know, he's, when you get into that realm, you're looking at, well, excuse me, why, that's what Islam says, number one. And you also have the concept that any anointed person could have been a sin offering for all mankind. If all that was necessary was for someone to be filled of the Holy Spirit or be half God and half man, Moses would have done the trick, because he had the Holy Spirit for the Ruach HaKodesh more than any other man besides Joshua. Many prophets that were filled with the Spirit of Yahweh. So there's a few places where it says people that would deny that he comes in the flesh, or they will say Yahshua the man, but that is because there are those that would say that he never came in physical appearance or the physical realm. It has nothing to do with his makeup or the body that he had. So by the time you get to the Passover or the feast that we're celebrating, he says do to eat. Matthew 26:7. You can bring that up quick. Matthew 26:17. So on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Yahshua and asked, where do you want us to make preparations to eat for the Passover? Trying to get the whole chapter. So using these emblems that they were very familiar with, he says, he takes a cup. This is Matthew 26:27. See, he takes a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, you will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now until the day when I drink it new in my Father's kingdom. I'm still looking. Maybe it's in a different evangel where he breaks the bread. He does say to break the bread and eat. And earlier he had mentioned that if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, then you have no part with me. And we all know that the eating of human flesh is forbidden in Torah. So what is it about his flesh that he's trying to teach us? It is not flesh like me and you have, and it is what actually qualifies him to be a propitiation for sin. Because if he is half human, then he's a human sacrifice. So this is a great mystery as to what is Yahshua and what is the importance of his own words. Who does he claim to be? Where does he claim to come from? Over and over again, he denies him being born from the dust of the earth, but yet rather he says that he is from heaven. So what has to happen is you have to decide is what kind of faith is required to believe in him. It is a supernatural faith, and it asks you to believe in the supernatural, just as Abraham had to believe in the supernatural, and it was credited to him as right. So hopefully verses like this, and I'm going to close with this verse, if I can find it here quick. That would be 1 Peter 1:18-19. And as I said, this isn't exhaustive. This is just a quick breakdown of the way that I read scripture and the importance of who Yahshua is to me and my faith, because as far as the things that we get into, at least in the Yahad, we study extra manuscripts. There's a whole lot of controversial things. But I came into this, I'm not looking for truth. I'm looking for the more excellent way. But I came to know the truth, because I'm not seeking truth. I know that truth is a person. Truth is Yahshua. And I just kind of contradict myself saying that he came and appeared like a man or as a man. He had the appearance in humanly body. And this is a concept that will take some adjusting maybe for some. I hope it is new for some. And apparently, I know there is some out there that are aware of this, but I think that it needs to be pushed to the forefront because it's what separates us from many other sects that are out there and emerging sects, such as the Evianites and a few others I'm not even going to mention. But they have a real watered down earthly view of Messiah, that he's just a man, he's just a prophet, and things like that, where I would actually go to bat using scripture, saying that scripture totally declares that he is from heaven and has no part from the dust of the earth, even though he was carried in a human womb. So, excuse me. 2 Peter 1:18, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with the precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless. This is the blood of the Messiah. And the bread, the unleavened bread, is symbolic that we had to eat unleavened bread for 7 days. Isaiah 53, he was broken, he was bruised. You hear a lot about sin and slavery in traditional understanding of the Passover, but the bread is symbolic of so much more, as true redemption from the bread from heaven, which is it's a very heightened awareness of what that bread costs and where did it come from and why is it unique to mankind, because it is otherworldly and it comes from heaven so that it could redeem us who are stuck here in our sin nature and the leaven. Of course, he talks about the leaven of the Pharisees, but he's talking about that would introduce and that would infiltrate the body of Messiah in the future or his assembly. So anyways, I hope that was beneficial for someone. And I want to just thank and praise Yahweh for the work that he's done and the work that he's doing here. Again, I do want to lift up Jackson and his heart surgery, praying that refuah healing would come even now, and that he would be safe and secure, and that his work would carry on. Thank you all for being here, and Yahweh bless. Thank you.
Thank you so much, brother. A very timely message.
Hello, my friends. Hebrew, anyone? Yes, I said biblical Hebrew. Have you wanted to learn Hebrew the right way, but you couldn't because of the price tag? Well, now you can. The Yahad will be starting your Hebrew course from the very beginning on Sunday, April 25th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and continuing every Sunday after. This is not do-it-yourself Hebrew. You'll have a great professor, all courseware, everything you need but a pencil. Professor Smith has been teaching students Hebrew for many years. So how much money? Sample the course, then make a donation of any amount. Yes, I said, sample the training beforehand, no obligation. You will be using the very best courseware available with the very best professor, and you can't beat the price. Get more Bible. Get yourself some Hebrew. We just need to know who's going to be there. So you may sign up for the course by filling out the form at www.yahad.me, yahad.me. No other obligations. You'll receive your courseware by download and your instruction via the Zoom meeting client, which is free of charge at www.zoom.us. Fill out the form. On that form, tell us Hebrew course, download that Zoom software, and get ready to start. Once we receive your form, we will then contact you by email with all the details. If you got any questions now, just contact us at yahad.me. Again, the date of the beginning course is Sunday, April 25th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and continuing every Sunday after. See you there!
Okay, here we go. When the ark rested, Moshe said, "Return, O Yahuwah, to the 10,000s of Yisrael." And then
we pray together.
Yeah, prayer better. Okay. Avinu Shaba Shamayim Yitkadeshim Ka. Avinu Shaba Shamayim Yitkadeshim Ka. Bayidbarek Melkutaka Retzanaka Yahya Aswi Ashamayim Uva Aretz Vititain Lakme Nu Ere Ditu Mikal Lanu Kitakenu Kaasher Amaknu Makalim Lakutim Lanu Viil Tini Inu Lide Nitseston Veshom Renu Miko Ya Ra Ya Main. If we could bring the mic, make sure your mics are on mute, if we could all please, before we continue, except for Brother Mo and myself as we continue the service.
Our Father in the sky, may your name be sanctified. May your reign be blessed. Your will be done in sky and land. Continually give us our bread. Forgive us our sin debts as we forgive the debts of those who sin against us. Do not bring us into the net of a snare and protect us from the evil one. Amen. The leader blesses.
Yivarekka Yahuwah. Vayishmareka Yahya Yahuwah Panavaleka Dikuneka Isa Yahuwah Panavaleka Diyasekleka Leka Shalom B'Shem Yahushua HaMoshiach Sar Shalom. Yahuwah bless you and keep you. Yahuwah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahuwah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Yahushua HaMoshiach, Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So that is the completion of the liturgy. What we could do at this point for a few minutes, if anyone has any ending comments or any kinds of anything to announce, any announcements or anything for upcoming services, anything like that. Okay, let's look at our comments here. We have some, let's see here. Those are it's emergent after ascension was given the name above every name with no limits, Yahuwah. Thank you as well, Sister Marcio. It's my first time going through this, and I was a bit nervous, I must say. But I think it all came together pretty well, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity. And so let's all remember Brother Snyder, continuing in our prayers. And would anyone like to close in prayer? Anyone here like to close in prayer? Okay.
I'll do it if you...
Go ahead, brother.
I just don't want... I want to give other people the opportunity. I don't want to be the stealing all this the light. Almighty Father, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We appreciate you making this possible. We appreciate you making this day. We appreciate this jihad that we have. We appreciate the love that you have for us, Father, the mercy, the favor you've shown us, your goodness and kindness. We thank you for being with our loved ones, both those that are here and those that have since passed on. We thank you, Master, for giving us awareness of you and allowing us to learn a little bit more about you, Father. Thank you for using Brother Jesse. Pray that we'll continue to learn like this from one another. Pray that you'll continue to be with Brother Jackson, strengthen his heart, strengthen his body, continue to give him the strength and willpower to persevere through the various surgeries he's been through, and especially this one. We ask, Father, that you'll help him to have a speedy recovery, and help us to continue to fill in for him. And thank you. Pray that you'll bless brother here that filled in, and thank you so much for using him. Pray that you'll continue to allow us, Father, to step in and truly help out, and truly all of us carry the baton, Father. And there's so many different ways of serving. And I pray, Father, that you'll lay it on our hearts. Show us how we can help one another. Help show us what it truly means to love you with all our heart and soul and might, and what it means to love our neighbor like you love ourselves, Father. We ask that you'll give us the wisdom we need, especially during these perilous times that we're living in, where the deception is running so deep, the misinformation and disinformation is all around us, Father. HaShatan and the adversaries that work with him, Father, they are definitely getting progress. But we know, Father, in the darkest times like this is when your lights will shine the brightest. We pray, Father, that you'll continue to use the Yahad and allow us to use, despite the censorship that's going on, use us, Father, to continue to bring your message and your light to the world, Father, that needs it now more than ever. We appreciate you, Yah. We brook you. We thank you for your favor. And we pray in your Son, Yahushua Mashiach. Hallelujah.
Amen. Everyone have a good week until we come back again. I believe the next one is the Shabbat service, and I believe the service is finito, as Brother Jackson would say.
Yeah.
have been listening to Jackson Snyder Presents on Hebrew Nation Radio.